From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific department neighbors to work together, ending their territorial disputes.
We are looking for a peaceful resolution to the dispute, the disputes of the South China Sea. We are not a claimant. We have taken no position on any of the claims of any claimant. The only position we've taken is, let's not resolve this by unilateral action. Let's resolve this through rule of law.
Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. The talks also are focusing on cybersecurity, climate change, and economic matters. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew urged China today to cut excess steel production that he warned is distorting global trade. The economic track of the Beijing talks is being led by Secretary Lew and Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang. In Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, a veteran American journalist and his Afghan translator were reported killed after coming under attack while traveling with an Afghan army unit. U.S.-based National Public Radio identified the dead photojournalist as David Gilkey, his translator as Zabaula Tamana. Sagal Salad Osman, a Somali female journalist working for state-run radio and TV, was shot and killed in Mogadishu. The assailants fled the scene, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. She is the second female journalist to be killed in recent months. This is VOA News. In Syria, dozens of airstrikes, believed carried out by government and Russian warplanes, struck rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 16 civilians were killed, with a civilian defense worker saying the death toll may exceed 30. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces pushed closer to the Islamic State-held stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. It's a key development, according to Indiana University analyst Abdulkader Sino.
This area where the battles are taking place is the corridor that links the Islamic State domain within Syria with any country outside of Syria, Turkey. And so it's an essential supply corridor through which the Islamic State often smuggles supplies and recruits.
Sino says the advance could create a political problem in Kurdish fighters if they, as part of the SDF, use the territory to create a Kurdish state, something opposed by neighboring Turkey. Muslims begin observing the holy month of Ramadan today with the first sighting of the new moon. Faithful expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. President Obama offered best wishes to Muslims around the world on the occasion of Ramadan. The body of boxing legend Muhammad Ali arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky on Sunday. Local resident Lauren Howard paid her respects.
Muhammad Ali has just meant so much to the city and to the world. And he's just, you know, not the greatest, not just the greatest boxer, but he's, you know, a great humanitarian. He's done so much for the world. And it's just great to be able to come and give him thanks.
Ali died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. Louisville will honor him with a procession that is through the city on Friday, followed by a public funeral at a sports arena. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, comic Billy Crystal, and sportscaster Brian Gumbel are among those who will deliver eulogies. Today marks the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion along the French coast by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. About 160,000 Allied troops parachuted or waded onto the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944. Though about 4,500 had died by the end of the day, the operation eventually led to an Allied victory across Europe. More than 5,000 ships and 13,000 aircraft supported the D-Day invasion. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.